Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, so Jerry Jones worth about $8.5 billion.
Big time
money. He ain't walking around with a four-finger ring on and no goals or nothing like that.
No.
But he's known to be a man about money. All right, he ran into a Chiefs fan while he was at the 7-Eleven buying wine.
Oh, the Chiefs fan was buying the wine.
Nah, dog. Kansas City Chiefs fan ran into the Dallas Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, at the 7-Eleven in Texas while Jerry Jones was buying bottles of wine. The man took to Twitter to post himself with Jones writing, "Just met Jerry Jones at the gas station in Prosper. He even said he felt bad for Mahomes and go mean green. We them boys, Chiefs Kingdom." Users pointed out that he was buying two bottles of cheap wine at 7-Eleven, even though he is worth $8.5 billion. Now, I think you can always take clues from the rich people because they teach you how to come up, whether it's how to make more money or how to save. Maybe we looking at this wine thing all wrong.
What are you talking about?
Maybe wine isn't that expensive and you getting the same bang for your buck out of them $3 joints that's at 7-Eleven.
I remember I heard a long time ago that rarely does a bottle of wine ever cost more than $20 to manufacture. The value is in the brand and the aging and all the other existential factors, but as far as the process of making and bottling that wine, it's almost never over $20.
You know, it's hard to realize too. If you go out to dinner with somebody you're trying to impress and they want to drink some red wine,
yes,
you can go in your bag and be like, you mess around a $200 bottle of wine. If they like white wine, you might still only be paying like $47 or something like that. It's like, so what happened to all of the pricey wine? Where did it go? Like, this is just Kool-Aid, wine coolers. Like, I think you're looking at what he's doing and you realize that you might be wasting money on all them expensive bottles of wine.
Well, it depends on where you're going and what you're doing. If you're trying to impress somebody at a restaurant, maybe you don't want to order, you know, the $8 bottle.
Why not, though? If it's
going
to get you there, if you don't look at the prices.
Well, then you're just trying to get drunk. Trying to get you there.
If it's good enough for the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's good enough for that little thotty at the Applebee's.
Right. You're going to order an Opus 1 and pay $200 for
Opus
1. Ooh,
that Opus is very expensive.
Right. But it's like you're going to mess around and not see the price of it, and you mess around pull on one of these bottles
out.
She ain't gonna know.
And it's very one person's taste might be different. Like if it was a blind taste test, that $8 wine might outperform that $100
bottle. There's many blind taste tests that have been done that have proven that. Many experts can't even tell the difference.
See,
most of the time.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think we falling for the okie doke if we out here buying these bottles
of
wine.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, there's some bottle of wine that are like $3 or $4. Now, if you really want to hang over the next day, you probably don't want to go to that level. You can if you want.
I don't think Jerry Jones wants to hang over. He'd have found him some gems. I think we need to make sure we pay attention.
And I've bought several bottles of wine at 7-Eleven before, and this sounds like a very smart decision. Makes me feel good about what I did.
I want to know what the, like...
The brand was.
Not his, but like what people like that are, you know, cheap and good.
Who got a, put us on to it.
Horse,
who got a cheap bottle
Josh,
of wine?
I like red wine. I like red wine personally. A cab. You could recommend a cab.
They have cabs at 7-Eleven?
I don't know.
Of course they do.
Colors like Slurpees.
Oh, my God.
You want the red or you want the white? You want the green? What you want? We got it all. A lot of them are coming across text. There's a $3.99 wine at Aldi's that they are giving mad love to.
Yeah, they have that at Trader Joe's too.
Oh, now somebody just said, "I'm a sommelier, and I can guarantee you that there is a difference." They're out of the 941.
Of course there's a difference.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
But for most regular people, not a sommelier. For us regular people.
I'm regular schmegular with my taste buds. Let's see. Verdi is a wine that's around $5 a bottle, and it is so good. Still won't pay $50. Oh, the sommelier said, "I still won't pay $50, over $50 for a bottle, though."
Yeah, I can see that.
Malcolm out of Tampa says, "I've tasted $300 wine and I've tasted $25 wine, and the $25 wine is way better."
Ooh. All right, wait. Wines, I'm a Cooper's Hawk
member,
and I also buy sangria at the Family Dollar.
Cooper's Hawk is great. Then they do wine tastings there.
Aldi's Winkin' Owl Sweet Red Wine is $2.95 and my absolute favorite.
Now listen, yeah, listen,
now that's
listen.
That's just Kool-Aid
listen.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not buying a $3.
Why?
I'm sorry. Does that sound bougie?
Yes,
I'm just not buying a $3
bottle
of wine for myself or as a gift for anybody else.
I think I'm kind of with you on that.
But I think we journeyed into new land. We're learning something here.
I'll
we're learning
it.
That you don't have to be that bougie.
I guess I'll try it, but if I'm buying something, this seems like it's going to guarantee me a hangover
all right,
the next day.
How about this? This is the new challenge. All right, so you know those coolers that they got, those wine racks that you put in? So what if you went and bought a wine rack for the house and then you loaded it up with all these different cabs and Merlots and whatever, and then like every night at dinner, y'all crack open a different bottle of wine.
Of course.
But then, you know, you wait until they figure out that there's this $3, $4 bottles of wine. Like, you just put it in a nice presentation and you just bust it open. It's like, oh,
you just
pour
a glass.
Like Dobby just said, the only characteristics he needs is a cork.
Yeah, I could be misinformed, but for me, if it's a twist top, I'm immediately turned off. I feel like it's cheap. I feel like it's less than.
See, that's Boone's Farm.
I need that cork. Nothing else.
I love a good twist top. It is a pain in the butt to take out a cork and put one in. I mean, I do it all
that's
the time.
That's like Boone's Farm, Meredith.
No, it's not. It doesn't mean that it's any cheaper. It just means it's more convenient for me.
I don't know.
Where are you in traffic? I don't want to deal with a cork.
Wow. I don't mind a cork.
Trader
you know.
Joe's has the Charles Shaw Pinot Grigio for $3.99.
I've heard
Trader Joe's is the max. You
I
know
love
what they
it.
Got. I bet you that thing good.
Yeah.
$3.99?
Should I go pick some up and we can do a wine tasting here for $3?
Meredith, cut it down.
This sounds like a good day.
They said, what's the word? Thunderbird. That Thunderbird wine, man. All right, let's see. Choco Vine chocolate wine at Publix is $10.99. What is this, Dr. Seuss?
What do you guys usually pay if you're going to go buy for yourself, maybe for dinner?
Like
not at a restaurant.
Oh, not at a restaurant?
No, you're going to go buy something.
If I go
at
like
Publix.
To a liquor store or something, the wine probably is like going to be like 45.
Okay.
40 bucks.
For your dinner, for your use.
If I was throwing a dinner for a wine. But like, I always try and find a white compliment to the meal or whatever, but the reds and what. Like, I like Prisoner.
Okay.
Like, that's my favorite out of the cab blend.
Your go-to?
Yeah. It used to be Orange Swift, but then they moved it to somebody else. But Prisoner is the one. Prisoner and Abstract, those are the ones
I like. So for yourself, just like, you know, you're cooking at home, you want some wine, you're spending about $40.
Yeah, about
for 50, a bottle.
Oh, about 57.
Okay.
Man. I'm spending between 20 and 30, and I feel like I'm doing something.
You feel fancy schmancy.
Yeah.
And then Meredith pull up with her spigot. Yeah. Her twist top. Me some wine, too, man.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.